Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. I took a 200-word blog and built a $25 million mentorship company from it. It wasn't easy, and I had to learn some huge and expensive lessons along the way. But now I'm sharing those lessons with other business coaches and mentors and high-level entrepreneurs in this podcast. Want to chat with me? Go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there. So we're here with Nevin and Hannah Bakonjic, and they have written an amazing book called 25 Money-Making Business Ideas for Kids and Teens. And we're going to actually start off with Nevin. So what gave you the idea for the book in the first place? Maybe like share your background a little bit, I think.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years, and I've had a career in economic development as well. This is my third book. My first two were, well, the first one was 25 Money-Making Business Ideas You Can Start in Your Spare Time. And the second one was essentially Starting Your Own Business, an Entrepreneur's Guide. And then once I had Hannah and she was growing up and I started to get her interested in entrepreneurship, I thought, what a great fit. She was five when she started and she's learned so much and we've learned so much together that I thought, you know what? Let's write a book for kids because we really want to encourage kids to try out entrepreneurship. And with Hannah's help, we can talk about some of her experiences.
That's awesome. Hannah, welcome to the Business is Good Show.
Hi.
Why don't you tell us your background? How old are you and what made you interested in writing a book?
I'm almost 11 years old. My dad I think it was 2 years ago, he asked me if I wanted to write a book with him, and I said yes, and I just helped him with the top 10 tips and some of the ideas and a lot of stuff, and we've been on TV for it. Wow. And stuff. And I started when I was five with my business, Hannah Summer Treats, where I sold lemonade and water and popsicles and like ice cream sandwiches. And it was a pretty big hit. And we even started our own entrepreneur camp for ages, I think
8 to 12.
I think it was 8 to 12.
Yeah, we ran that last year and it was great.
Yeah, we ran it last summer.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm going to ask you specific questions about those. But Nevin, like, why is it important for you to teach entrepreneurship skills or some of the skills that go along with it to Hannah?
Well, for us, we started by trying to teach her about money in general, and it didn't really click. Like, it was almost meaningless to her until we told her, well, you can use your own money to buy Barbies or toys or whatever. And we could see the wheels turning at that point. So she understood, oh, the more money I make, the more toys I can have. So we encouraged her to try out a business. And like she said, she started a lemonade stand and then quickly sort of scaled it up because she wanted to offer more types of ice creams, and she gave it a name, Hannah Summer Treats. And we went all out, like t-shirts and logos and all cool stuff. And it's just been a wonderful experience. And I often think back to my childhood. When I look back, I was an entrepreneur by age 12.
Wow.
But nobody told me that.
Okay.
And, you know, fast forward 15, 20 years, get back into entrepreneurship. And now I look back and say, if somebody would have told me I was an entrepreneur and I knew what that meant and that maybe I was special in some way, maybe I would have done things differently or taken more risks
or just got rich.
Yes. Or got rich.
That's great.
Got rich at an earlier age. Yeah, that'd be great. But I just think to show these kids what entrepreneurship is about and how they can benefit is super important. So that's one of the reasons why we did this project.
What were you doing at age 12?
I was actually a distributor for, the company was called Regal Greetings and Gifts.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, if you remember that. They'd send me catalogs. I'd bring them to the neighbors. They'd fill out their orders. I'd just collect them, place the order, go back and collect the money. And I was making money. Like on top of my paper route and everything, I was just super focused when I was young on making money because I wanted to buy cool toys and things. And so that was sort of my first experience as a business, I guess. So it was a great experience.
I have another thing to say.
Yeah, great. You can cut in any time, Anna. And you can even cut us off, okay? You can press these buttons and we will be zip.
You guys might have seen like a newspaper about us, but it's actually wrong. We went to this event once and like this guy said I was 11, but actually I am 10, almost 11. But like I reminded him, but it's not his fault, but he put it in the newspaper. Just to let you guys know, right now I am 10, so.
You are going to be dealing with that buzzer so much. Media the rest of your life.
I told him I was 10.
Get it right. Yeah, I get it. Well, Hannah, tell us about the treats business. When did you start? What made you pick that business? What did you sell? That kind of thing.
Well, I think I know the whole menu almost. So I sell lemonade, water, root beer, floats, drumsticks, like ice cream bars, creamsicles, Mr. Freezies, and ice cream sandwiches. And I think that's the entire menu.
Quite the menu now. When yeah. you basically just started
it was
with,
like Mr. Freezy's and like we started basically I think with just lemonade, ice cream sandwiches and Mr. Freezy's, but now we've expanded and we even have specials. My specials are root beer floats and drumsticks. And you can come in the summertime. I think I'll be running it twice this summer.
Wow. And who comes and buys it from you?
A lot of people, like sometimes neighbors or my friends. Like last year at my birthday party, I gave out gift cards for loot bags. And so, yeah, like...
They came and redeemed them.
Yeah, maybe we could like do that again and sell gift cards at like...
Here, yeah. Hey, way to always be closing. Way to go. You know what my first business is? This is way more gross than yours. We used to shear sheep at my dad's farm, and then I would comb the poop out of their hair and put a ribbon around their little tufts of fur and sell them as plant dusters. The drumstick business is probably way better than that.
Yeah. Sounds stinky.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it works great for plants, but
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great, Anna. So like... How do you guys set up the business? Do you go and buy the treats yourself? Do you collect the money? How does that work?
So I have a cash register and we have like a table and a menu on paper and we have like a tablecloth and like lemonade thingies.
Pretty fancy stand.
Yeah. And like, yeah, we have chairs and...
But what about the food? So... Usually Hannah will go out with us and we'll pick up the food. A few years ago, she was doing so well that she bought her own freezer. So nice. A mini freezer. Because one thing we learned, you can't keep ice cream sandwiches cold in a cooler of ice.
Oh, there
we
you go.
We learned that pretty quickly, eh, bub?
Yeah. Wait, what was the other question?
Well, are you in charge of the money? Do you take it to the bank? Like how much do your parents help you and how much do you do yourself?
Well, we always try to make it sort of a lesson. So we buy the food ourselves. We set up everything together. At the end of each day, we count all the money and then we pay back for any of the treats that she's purchased. And then she gets the profits, basically. She also donates to charity. So we always put aside a certain percentage.
Yeah, like every year we do a different one. At one point I collected, I think maybe $200 for Arch.
Oh, wow.
To donate. And last year it was like Pauline's Place.
Yeah.
Then the year before the Humane Society. And like, I think, I forget what the other one was.
Well, we started with Arch because that's a really important institution here in the community. And then her cousin was raising money for the Humane Society, so we decided to choose that one the one year.
Cool.
Last year we chose Michaela. Last year we chose Pauline's Place as something different, sort of. So we sort of look at the different charities out there and see which ones we can impact.
Very cool. And then do you save some money or do you just buy it on other, buy other stuff?
I always save my money. Like, I save the stuff in my bank account, but like sometimes I do spend it to, like, I don't know if I'm ever like going shopping with my friends or something. Like one time me and my friends went and got boba at the mall and we went shopping together. And then I had a sleepover with them, well, with one of them.
Wow, the good life.
Thank you.
Hey, boba at the mall on a sleepover. I mean, come on.
And, like, I just spend it on random things, but usually I save most of it.
So, Nevin, obviously, like, there's a lot of parallels between the simple lessons that Hannah's getting here and what you teach other local entrepreneurs. And it's almost as if, like, it all kind of boils down to what she just described as you buy the thing, you sell it, you keep the difference. Like, that's business, right? How do you keep this simple for other entrepreneurs who are trying to figure their business out?
Well, getting back to the book, I actually found it quite challenging sort of basing the lessons for kids, right? Because I'm used to dealing with adults and mentoring entrepreneurs and things like that. So we really tried to focus on what are the business basics. So explaining revenue and expenses and break-even point and just some simple concepts, and we describe it in the book so they understand, just so they're getting a little bit of education along with their experience, because I think the two meld together well and reinforce each other. So we start out in the book talking about business basics. Then we moved on to how can they identify the business ideas. So one of the things I'm really focused on is helping kids see opportunities around them. You know, whether it's through their interests or hobbies or something they're good at, their skills. So we show them how to sort of make a list of business ideas and then find one that they want to try out. And that's just to create that sort of ability to see the opportunities around them. Because we describe, you know, you might start a web design business because you have skills in computers and web design, but you may also see opportunities because your neighbors need their driveway shoveled or their lawns mowed. So there's different ways to see different opportunities available. And it's important for kids to see those opportunities because that's what really sets entrepreneurs apart, I think, is that ability to see a need and to fill that need. And then we go into talking about if they have a business, how can they promote it with low cost or next to nothing means, right? So social media, but also the basics like flyers posted on your telephone pole, in the neighbor's mailbox. So simple things. I felt like I was almost regressing back to when I was a kid and we didn't have the internet and we had to do those old fashioned things. Well, they work today, especially for a kid's business. And then we launch into the 25 different ideas that we've sort of vetted, and we tell the kids how much it is to start it, what you need to get going, how to grow that business. So we give them the opportunity to both come up with their own ideas, but also go back to our 25. If they just want to get going, they can pick one of the 25 and we give them a good start.
I'm going to ask you about some of the 25 in a second, Hannah. But first, Nevin, do you find that new entrepreneurs or more mature entrepreneurs, they tend to like make the business too complex instead of sticking with the basics like Hannah's doing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really important. We also talk, I didn't mention, but we talk about business planning. And when we talk about that in the book, it's just about doing a one-page business plan. I'm really a proponent of keeping it simple. You know, when I used to work for an agency and help entrepreneurs with their business plan, I felt like it just created this barrier between the entrepreneur and sort of their dreams, right? You immediately tell them to write this 30-page business plan and do all this research, and then they don't come back. Surprise, surprise. So we tried to, and I took this idea from my previous book, but a one-page business plan, especially for a kid or a teen, is plenty. It just forces you to think about the business, who your customers are, what you're going to be selling, product or price or service, what you're going to be selling for, and things like that. Just simple questions you can answer on a template on our website. And it just sort of simplifies things. So they're not discouraged, but it does force them to think about it first, and then they can get started. sort of back to your question, do entrepreneurs make it too difficult or complex? I think so. Like, I think I'm a real proponent, again, of sort of planning out your business and trying to focus on something, whether it's creating a MVP to demonstrate what that product is, or just, you know, finding your customers up front to make sure there's demand for that business. So it's important to sort of prove it out a little bit and then get started before you start to pivot, before you start to add products and services. Focus on one or two things and get started.
Hannah, how did you pick what you were going to sell? How did you know?
Like at Hannah Summer Treats?
Yeah, like which treats?
Well, like I didn't want it to be like a typical lemonade stand, because like probably 50% of kids have like had a lemonade stand or sold lemonade. I wanted it to be like different, you know, unique. So I sort of thought at first, like what I thought of was like, you know, ice cream, popsicles, lemonade and stuff. And it eventually like leaded to my menu today. Like, you know, I wanted to have a menu because I wanted it to be different. Like, I have a menu, I have more products than like usual lemonade stands. So, you know, like I also have a good location because I live on Queen Street and I just do it in my driveway. But like there's a lot of cars on Queen Street and I'll, like another neighborhood probably like wouldn't have as many customers because it's not like at like not a lot of cars. But I sometimes go up and down the streets holding like a sign, and me and my friends sometimes help, and we just like we're like, cars stop.
A little outbound marketing.
And sometimes they do stop.
Wow. I mean, it wouldn't take much to convince me. I mean, here's a kid that has ice cream. Yeah, great.
There's one amazing customer that every summer, it never fails. He'll be driving his boat to the marina. He'll stop, drop about $20 on stuff, and then on his way back, stop again. Never fails. He always supports Hannah, and you know he's happy too. So he's one of our favorite shots to see. Eh?
Also, sometimes it's good for runners. Like, they don't always carry money on them. But, like, we, you know, we sell water too. So, like, if they're just like, and they're like, oh, there's some water. Like, for only, like, $1, maybe I should buy some. And it's, like, a cute kid that's selling it. And, like, I have some extra money in my pocket and I'm tired. So, like, yeah, I should buy some water.
Yeah, crazy not to. Do you have, like, a line of credit open for people that don't have money? Do you lend them one and then they come and pay you later?
That's when they basically are able to buy something without money, but they owe you the money. So, eventually, they pay you back.
Does that ever happen?
Not right.
I never thought of that. We should offer runners free water.
We finance
maybe
it.
The next time. Yeah. They bring money.
That's right. Yeah, there you go. Well, let's talk about some of the ideas in the book. So maybe...
Then the cars would get jealous and they're like, hey, I'm driving a car. I'm tired too.
Let's have an espresso out here for free, right? Yeah. So what are some of the most popular ideas in the book, Nevin? Like maybe we can go through two or three, and then I see Hannah's got a really awesome list of tips here to share with everybody too.
Some of the ideas are... lemonade stand, web design, social media, craft making, mobile car wash, dog walking, baking, video production, YouTubing, and like there's a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And gourmet popcorn and candy sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we laid out the book. The first 9 or 10 ideas are for kids, and then they start getting more advanced. So there's about 15 that are more for teenagers, whether they require more skills or responsibility. So we laid it out that way. But really, the kids can choose any of them and go from there.
It was interesting, talking to students at Algoma U, they possess skills that, you know, my generation just doesn't naturally have. They grew up with Instagram and you know, they're experts at TikTok and YouTube. And while I do have staff that does that stuff for me, it's not stuff I do myself. And so these kids were like, well, you know, I could do that for you. But, you know, that's not really a job. And I'm like, well, actually, it's, you know, $1,000 a month job. And if you've got five like me, you're kind of set. So it's just kind of interesting. Like, do kids sometimes skip over the skills they have when they're trying to put a business together? Or like, are they looking at, you know, big pie in the sky ideas and skipping the simple stuff? Or
I think, again, it just comes back to they don't realize what skills they have, or the skills they have. What do you mean that's a business?
Yeah.
Well, if a business is willing to pay you for those skills, then it is a business, right? So again, it's just reinforcing the fact that you can do these different things and people want to pay you for it. So because we do talk about web design, we do talk about social media management, video creation, like those are things, even myself, like, and I've been doing social media for myself and Startup Sault Ste. Marie for many, many years. I can't do that stuff. I can't just, you know, whip together a video in a couple minutes or whatever, add all the fancy bells and whistles, whereas they can. And so that's a really sought after skill.
Yeah.
And just making them aware of that, that a business will pay you that for that. Because you're really good at it.
Also, my dad is really cool because he's the founder of Startup Sue and the former president.
Well, that sure helps, doesn't it? Well, whose tips are these then? Is it yours or are they your cool dad's?
Those are our top 10
they
tips
are
for
mine.
Young entrepreneurs.
Oh, I can't wait.
I came up with most of them.
Okay, well, Hannah, you can
talk about some of them?
Yeah, you can start us off.
Number one is start small.
What does that mean?
If you don't think you can do it right away, then sort of build up to it. Like start one business that's kind of easy, like, I don't know, selling, I don't know, bracelets in your driveway or something, and then move up to like selling bracelets. Like at our entrepreneur camp, we at the end, so we came up with business ideas, and then at the end I wasn't there for this part, but they all went to the mall and sold their products.
Wow.
And most of them sold out, so that's like a step up. Go to our entrepreneur camp.
But you said you started with Freezies, right? And then you added
and lemonade and stuff. Great. And then like we moved up to root beer floats and lots
of
stuff.
So you started simple. And now it's a little more complex because you have
like
different inventory.
Now, and I don't think at the beginning I had a menu and like cool stuff and gift cards, but now I do have it. And like just start simple and then add up. Like if you think you can expand your business, then just like add more stuff later on.
Yeah.
Because like I started when I was five, but like it took me a little bit to like add some of the stuff. I do it in the summer only.
Oh, right. Sure.
And it also took you a little while to get used to customers walking up to you. She was really shy at first. So that's one of the things I see in her. Like after a year or two of doing her own business, the shyness was pretty much gone. She could talk to customers. Just that
that's
confidence.
Huge. Such that's a skill. Huge.
At first, I was like super shy, and when a customer, like I wanted customers to come, but when a customer came, I was like, ah!
she would hide behind us.
And then like, but now I'm still a little bit shy, but like at least I talk to them and I'm like, hello, what would you like today? And I read them the menu and stuff and I'm like, okay, let me have the money. And then I'm like, okay, here you go.
Is that just practice, Hannah? Like what made you good at it?
I mean, years, I guess.
Yeah, practice, confidence.
It's great because most kids don't get that practice. And so they grow up to be shy adults.
Right.
Like one thing also, a lot of people don't know that they're actually entrepreneurs. Like my dad is like, I didn't even know.
Yeah. Mm. Nobody put a name
right
on it.
Yeah. Back then.
Yeah.
It wasn't as prevalent and didn't really mean as much. But today I think most people understand what an entrepreneur is. And when you can say you're an entrepreneur, I hope you realize that.
A lot of people don't realize because, like, I do Hannah Summer Treats, but, like, my friend Drew did a lemonade stand with his sister, and he asked me to come over, like, oh, hey, I'm doing a lemonade stand. Do you want to come over and buy some? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I brought some money. But, like, I don't think he really realized that he was actually an entrepreneur. And, like, even if you have, a tiny lemonade stand or you just make bracelets and sell them, you're still an entrepreneur. You can consider yourself that. And, like, if you buy our book, then you might be better at it.
I noticed you've sold about 4 different things since you got here. That's great. Way to go. The shyness is cured.
Yes.
So the next one is do something fun. Why is that important?
Because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then why are you doing it? Like,
you won't stick with it.
A business
is what I've learned.
Like, if you don't have fun doing your, sometimes having a business is fun. But, if you're not even having fun, then what's the point? Like, it's not like school, you have to go. But, if it's an, entrepreneurship and, you have your own business, then you're doing that for fun. It's not, you're probably not forced to do it. So, if you're going to do it in your free time, then do it, do something that you actually enjoy. Like, don't waste your summer on, something if you don't actually have fun doing it. It's the summertime, you finally get a break and you're just not even enjoying it.
I get it. Is it fun every second of every day or is it just kind of overall fun?
Well, it's more fun when customers come.
Sure.
If you're getting no customers, then start something new probably. But if you have customers, it's more fun because you're making more money and you get to see more people and it's not just standing around. And you actually get to do something. Yeah.
You know what's amazing, Anna, is I'm picturing the people who listen to this podcast and some of them are millionaires and they're probably taking notes right now because they're like, oh yeah, this is supposed to be fun. Right. Oh, start small. Right. But number 3 is actually my favorite. Ask for help. What does that mean?
Yes. Super important.
If you need help, if you're having trouble, then just ask for help. It doesn't matter if you're shy, just ask. Even you don't have to ask I don't know, Chris. You because you probably don't know him. But just ask
your parents
or
your friends.
If your parents are mean or something, ask your friends.
It's true.
Yes.
Or your siblings if they're not mean.
I think, kids are more willing to ask for help. But as adults, it's really tough for us to say, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, I'm not an adult, but I can picture it I'm an adult. I'm supposed to be strong.
Now I wish we had the video going.
Yes.
That's great. But that's exactly what happens, Anna. The adults get these big egos. And we think that if we ask for help that we're weak or not a good entrepreneur. And, luckily for me, I almost went bankrupt and had to ask for help, but most people, they don't want to. No money.
Out of business.
Couldn't buy groceries. Out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're an adult, if you don't ask for help, then what happened to Chris almost is going to happen to you.
Right.
And you don't want to have no money because then you'll be homeless and then you'll have no food and then you'll die. And yeah.
You certainly go down that path. Yeah. That's not a road you want to be on. What advice do you have there, Nevin? You mentor a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, again, we want to reinforce, ask for help. Don't be afraid. Starting a business certainly isn't easy. We try to make it as easy as possible. But a lot of the kids who are reading our book have never done anything like this in their life. So don't be afraid to ask your parents for a little bit of help. And that's a good lesson to learn early on. We're always going to need help to do better, to improve things, to get by. So it's an important lesson, I think, for many different things.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll pick one more top tip here. Hannah, you can pick any one you want. So if you're listening, the reason that we got to get going is Hannah's got dance lessons after this. And so I need to pick it up.
So the next one I want to say is learn from mistake. Because if you mess up in your business, then you're going to be sad. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. What am I going to do in life? And then, but literally just do something better. Like, don't give up. Like, it's not, like, that big of a deal. Like, it seems like it is, but, like, oh, my gosh, like, how am I going to make money anymore? Like, oh, my. Ah! like, what are my parents going to say? I'm never going to go to college. Like...
Wow, this is serious.
Yeah, we're really going down the road here now. Yeah.
But, like...
But, yeah, that's a good point, Hannah.
Just start again. Like, stop. If you, like, worry too much, then you're going to be busy worrying and you're not going to actually start over. And then you're actually, what you're thinking of what happening is actually going to happen. And, yeah, that's not going to be good.
That's really profound. Really good.
And if I could add just one more. So, I call it being a proud promoter. As an adult entrepreneur, I have no problem talking about myself, talking about my business.
But I do.
It comes naturally for me. But for a kid, to have them promoting themselves and their business, it just seems foreign to them. So we talk about in the book, be proud of your business and what you're doing, and then learn how to sort of just talk about it a little bit. You're not bragging. You're just telling your friends or your grandparents that you have this business and all the exciting things happening, but try to get used to that. So again, it comes down to the shyness and the sort of awkwardness of talking about yourself, which we typically get over in maybe college or something. But
yeah,
you
like,
can start that when you're early age, you'll go that much further.
You know, I work with a lot of people in their 20s and 30s who they're desperate to make some money, but they don't want to ever feel salesy. And I'm not sure where they got that impression, but like it's hard for them sometimes even to make a social media post that feels like they're saying, I'm promoting my business. Mm-hmm. And so you need to be a proud promoter.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't come naturally to everybody.
Like, I sort of can't be talking since I'm sort of like this, but I just feel like you're going to waste time. Like, if you don't talk about your business, then nobody's going to buy your stuff because they don't even know you exist. Right. Because, like, for example, like, not every business is going to get, like, on Sued Today. Like, I was probably just lucky and, like, good.
You're like, good, yeah.
It's but, not like... Not everything is going to get successful, but if you don't promote it, then it's not going to get successful at all. And all your worst fears are going to happen, like you're going to go homeless and stuff. Like if you don't promote yourself, then like things are not going to be good. Like something's going to happen. Like you're not going to be seen, and then you're going to feel depressed because no one knows about you.
Yeah,
you
might give up.
And you feel like a burden in the city, and like you should just, and then you're it's going to end up at suicide. Like if it gets really bad.
Now, boy, that got dark. Okay. Hey, Hannah, there's one more thing I really want to ask you about here, and that is number 8: donate a percentage. Why is that important?
It's important because. Sometimes, like, if you don't, sometimes it's about self-esteem because, like, if you don't, like, donate, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad person. Like, I'm spending all this money myself. Like, I'm so bad. And, like, sometimes it's also about, like, I want to help people, so I'm going to donate to charity because that's helping. And like sometimes like for the Humane Society, like it's cute little animals, like I have to. And also sometimes like if you don't donate, this doesn't usually happen, but sometimes people will be like, wow, you're so mean or whatever.
That does happen. People tend to think that you're greedy if you have a lot of money, but most of the entrepreneurs that I
really.
Know are very generous. So, Nevin, did you have to teach her that through the business, or did she already know that?
Good question. I don't know really how to answer that. I think we brought up the idea, and right away she wanted to be helpful. Nice. So, I think it was already ingrained in her, and this having a business just gave her the opportunity to donate money that she didn't have before.
That's what I love. Make lots of money and give it away.
I also have another thing to say about that. Like,
fantastic.
Like, some rich people are greedy, like, money, money. I'm going to go buy some Gucci because, like, I only have Chanel. And, like, I'm going to go buy a new car because my car has, the seat is a little, has a little crumb on it. So I'm going to go buy a new one. But, like, Chris is pretty rich, but, like, he's nice.
Thank you. That's going on my tombstone.
Chris has been very generous buying our book and sharing it with the community.
I didn't even know him, and he's like, I'm going to buy 20 of their books because, like, they're good.
Well, those books keep getting taken all the time, so we always have to keep buying more. But it's because it's a good book.
And he was our first customer.
Oh, really?
You were.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to hear. Well, Anna, I don't want to make you late for dance class, but do you have any advice for kids or teens about starting a business that you can leave them with?
Honestly, just, like, if no one wants to help you, just, like, try your best and, like, just think really hard. And, like, you could find of an idea, like, again, start small. Like, find something simple to do. Like, you could sell, like, Jibbitz for Crocs or something. So, like, even just your friends are, like, sell Squishmallows or just sell, like, lemonade or just anything will really help you off, like, to a start. And, like, also, if no one supports you, like, if you're like, I'm an entrepreneur and I really want to start a business, mom and dad or whatever, and they're like, no, that'll never happen. It's harder than you think. Then just be like, oh, well, I'll just go over to my friend's house and do it. And then, like, I don't know, go over to their house, I guess, and bring, like, stuff to sell and then, like, sell it. I don't know. Just, like, if you really want to do it, just, like...
Find a way.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just find a way.
Just do it. That's great. Nevin, yeah, any advice on, you know, raising kids and giving them these skills? I mean, as I'm listening to her, I'm like, you know, self-promoter, she's generous, she knows how to talk to people, she knows how to sell. These are life skills.
I have another tip.
Great.
Like, the last tip, I feel like if you buy our book, then it will be helpful to you.
Well done.
That's a good tip.
Exclamation point. Great stuff.
I think the remarkable changes I've seen in Hannah and the positiveness that came out of being an entrepreneur, and especially the opportunities that have come her way since starting this, and it's transitioned into YouTube. She has a YouTube channel.
Oh, cool.
She's writing her own storybook right now. I just see the creativity and confidence exploding. And I think as parents, we want to instill those things in our kids, and we just want to give them the opportunity to try out things. And I think this is entrepreneurship's an excellent start for giving those skills.
About my book, I'm actually writing a book. It's not about entrepreneurship. It's actually, at the start, it's like based on real events. Like, at the start, it's real, and then it gets fiction. I'm not sure how many pages it'll have, but it's like a book about Halloween and my experience, and like, it's about me and my friends, like, planning for trick-or-treating, and then, like, a monster comes and stuff, and then this girl named Elizabeth, like, used to be my friend, but she became friends with, like, bullies instead.
Oh, no.
And, like, that's just all I'm gonna say. But also...
just in case, Elizabeth, if you're listening, you got our number.
Like, keep the suspense of the rest of the story.
Like, I do know a girl named Elizabeth, but I actually... The reason...
Different
yeah,
girl.
It's not
okay,
her.
Good.
But, like, it's not a real girl, but, like, some of the characters' names, me and my friends, like, the people it's about, it's their middle names.
Oh,
like,
sneaky.
Like, my middle name's Jade, and then, like, my other friend's middle name is Pearl, and then Rose, and then Elizabeth, so I just use that as it. And another thing, like, this doesn't have to be the end of the podcast, because, like, my dance is at 6:30, and it's only 5:50.
Okay, great.
And
okay.
It's right across the street.
I want to keep talking.
Perfect.
It's right across the street, so.
That's fantastic. okay, well, tell us your YouTube channel or any other social media where you want people to follow you.
Well, my YouTube channel is, I used to, like, make videos on a channel called HNN. I still, like, post stuff about my book and stuff, but not as much.
Hannah News Network. She started that when she was six, I think.
It was actually, it's HNN, and it was based on CNN because, like, during COVID, you know, the bad times, like, stay inside with your mask on. And, like, my parents would just watch CNN and stuff in the news, like, when we were stuck inside and, like, the dark times. Like, 2020 COVID.
Yeah, so she wanted to create a channel for kids.
So I was just like, CNN is always on, and I could make it better. So I like Hannah News Network. That sounds so good. So I decided to create it, and then we helped with video editing. And it's not just really like about like news and stuff. One is about weather. That's news, and one was about like promoting an app called Kids Messenger that I still use today, and like to talk with my friends and stuff. And a few, like, so one was about like with my cousin's fiance Jordan. Like, he's a professional football, well, he was a professional football player. Wow. And so I interviewed him.
Wow.
And like, there was just
movie reviews.
Yeah, movie reviews.
Different things for kids.
That was when I was littler. I just sort of took a break from it for a while, and I posted some videos of my book. Then I created Hannah Jade Roblox, which was my Roblox channel. I post like edits on Roblox and videos with me playing with my friends and playing different games. And sometimes I even post like in real life, like me and my friend Ariel, like we posted a video, and like there's just different things that I post about, and it's sort of just my main channel. It's not really about, I still post, my main part of that channel is Roblox, but I do post other things too, like in real life or like other stuff.
Yeah, so Hannah learned how to edit her own videos. She does the screenshots.
Ooh,
or the video,
another thing
of her playing Roblox,
yeah, like,
and then she narrates
Screen record it of me playing Roblox, and like,
and there's other accounts making it. Millions of dollars, yeah, doing this, and
yeah,
they're adults.
I'm not
it's
there
kind
yet.
Of funny.
I'm not there yet, but
right. But there's, that's one of the things she got into.
Another thing, I did post like a video of me meeting celebrities.
Nice.
Project
Taylor Swift
stopped
for him for a drumstick, right. Or who was it?
We went to the paranormal conference in Sioux, Michigan.
Like, we watched like
show.
We watched like ghost shows and stuff together, like ever since I was like little. Like my dad would watch it, and I was like, ooh, I have nothing else to do. And now I just sort of like it. And like I'm a huge fan of Project Fear, like the YouTube channel. It's like it used to be a ghost show, but they got canceled. Destination Fear. But, like, why would they get canceled? They're so good. Like, I need to...
So she got to meet them last year.
Yeah, wow. I got to meet them. And I was so
channel.
Happy. I was so happy. And
wow.
Then I posted
yeah,
it on
experience.
My channel.
Wow, good for you. So, yeah, partnerships and sharing audience.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, good luck. And I'll make sure that we stop by for some ice cream, and we'll post a link to your YouTube channel so that you can tell people
Please
there.
Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, if you've got 5 minutes, like, why don't you tell us about the summer camp project?
Wait, if you don't, like, stop at my summer treats, like, it'll be a bit hurtful.
Okay.
Play that hook. Okay.
Just a bit.
Yeah, just a bit. All right.
Well, to be fair,
like, it's
we're
okay,
busier
though.
And busier,
like,
and it's,
maybe
it's a pop-up stand,
we might be
so.
We might be selling gift cards. And if you're lucky, maybe you could get one.
We usually post a week or two in advance to let people know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Venture Kids. Yeah,
Venture
that
Kids,
was
yeah.
That was something.
That was awesome.
Actually, it started because I wanted her to take a summer camp in entrepreneurship.
Like a few years ago, my dad wanted me to take like an entrepreneur camp. Sorry for the interruption. Mm-hmm. But they ended up like canceling it or something, and I was like, that's unfair. Because I wanted to do it. So I ended up doing a space camp instead. And that was still fun. But, like, I'd rather do the entrepreneur camp. And, like, my dad was like, oh, this kind of sucks. Like, we can't get you in an entrepreneur camp. And, like, no other kids will be able to learn about it. And then it was just, like, light bulb. And
your own business opportunity.
We ended up making our own summer camp, and we both created it. And we ended up getting 14 kids.
Wow.
Which was awesome, and it ended up being really cool. And it was the teachers were Lauren and Nathan. And they were super nice, and they helped out. And I was actually a student, and I was a little bit shy. So a lot of people, until he came in, he had work for a bit, but until he came in and actually helped with it, a lot of people were just oh, this is some random kid. And actually I'm the creator, and nobody even knew, because I was oh, I don't even know these kids. And they were just oh, some random kid, I guess. And then they were what? That's your dad, the creator of the camp? And they were
bowing down.
Wow, I didn't even know. And I was in there for 2 days though, because I did have a dance workshop. But it was, I still saw that it was really fun. And I bought some of the other kids stuff.
Awesome.
And products, and it was so professional, and we were so good.
We started the camp because we wanted Hannah to take one, and there was none available. The one that had been running shut down during COVID, and then I confirmed that they're not coming back, so unfortunately. So we thought, hey, well, my background is I created Adventures in Computing Camps at Algoma U 20 years ago. Ran that for 10 years, so I knew how to do a computer or a summer camp. So I thought, why can't we develop our own business camp for kids? So Venture Kids was born, and we worked on it together. We hired instructors.
It was really successful.
Hannah took it as a student, but also helped out. She did a presentation to let the kids know her background, and it was super fun, and I was amazed by the
creativity.
I really
enjoyed it, and this girl came in. And Jeanette came in, she sells treats,
cakes
and awesome stuff.
Yes, Jeanette came in to talk about her business, and she brought cupcakes for
everybody. And we each got cupcakes, and it was so good.
Jeanette's cakes, very famous in town.
Yes, very famous. Jeanette started when she was a young entrepreneur.
Only the good people can get Jeanette to come in.
I treated it like a pilot project to just see if there was demand for it, if it could work, and it worked out really well. Unfortunately, we're not operating this year because we bought a cottage, but hoping to get back into it next year.
I'm very disappointed. Can we do it the year after? I didn't know that. Can
we
do
it
again?
Next year.
I want
to
do it.
This year, we're just going to be too busy with camp.
Well, that's awesome, guys. I can't wait to see where this all takes you, Hannah. Way to go. Way to be a leader and a good example to all your friends.
Make sure to join in a few years.
Will do. Yeah, we'll post a link to it when it's back up.
Thanks for having us. Happy to talk about our story.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Business is Good. If you'd like to chat about this episode or the blog post or podcast that I put on the Business is Good site, just go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there.